Dreamscape presents The Dragon's Tale by Nancy Krulik, narrated by Imogen Wild. Chapter 1.
Get your grilled cheese here,
Dribble the Dragon shouted as he held up plates of perfectly melted mozzarella and tomato sandwiches.
Best grilled cheese in the whole world,
Dribble's best friend Lucas added.
Well, I don't know about that, Dribble's other pal, Princess Pulverizer, argued.
Lucas and the dragon both glared at her.
Well, I just mean we haven't been all over the world, Princess Pulverizer said quickly, so we don't actually know if Dribble makes the best grilled cheese.
We don't actually know he doesn't make the best grilled cheese in the world either, Lucas said.
You have a point, Princess Pulverizer agreed. Then she shouted,
Get your grilled cheese here. It might be the best grilled cheese in the world. Maybe.
Dribble called out to the people passing by.
Grilled mozzarella sandwiches for sale. Only one brass coin.
That wasn't very expensive. And yet, not one person in the beaten Wheaton village market came anywhere near the dragon's food stand. In fact, they all moved away as far as they could and cowered nervously in the corners of the square.
I don't understand why people are afraid of dragons, Dribble said sadly. Most of us are very nice once you get to know us.
You are nice, Lucas agreed. People shouldn't blame all dragons just because a few bad ones burn down villages.
Meanwhile, these sandwiches are getting cold, Dribble complained.
I'll take care of that, Princess Pulverizer said.
She grabbed a sandwich from Dribble's claws, smiled brightly at the people in the square, opened her mouth and promptly took a great big bite.
Hey, Dribble exclaimed. I thought you were going to sell that sandwich.
I never said that, Princess Pulverizer replied. I said I'd take care of it.
She took another big bite of the sandwich. Gooey mozzarella cheese oozed out all over her face. She used her sleeve to wipe it off and then took another bite.
Delicious,
she exclaimed as she chewed with her mouth open. Lucas looked at her and shook his head.
What would your teacher at the Royal School of Ladylike Manners say?
Princess Pulverizer knew exactly what Lady Frump would say.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you,
Princess Pulverizer replied, doing her best imitation of her teacher, complete with her hands in the air and eyes rolling wildly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?